Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. In today's podcast, Zig will tell us how to keep our attitude positive as we go through life. Let's listen to Zig and I'll be back to recap.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Number four, you need to ensure your attitude. Now, I've done a lot of talking about attitude. Let me tell you one of the little things I do to make certain my attitude is good. I read the daily paper. Now, I got to tell you, I concentrate on the positive things. I turn to the comic section. Now, I also read the sports. You know, in virtually every athletic event, 50% of the participants are winners. Now, that's a pretty high winning percentage when you think about it. But this morning, I was really intrigued. I had some good ones. I was reading Hager. How many of you read Hager? Now, would you fess up? Here it is. His wife is saying, "Am I getting crow's feet?" Hager says, "I don't know. Let me see them." See, crow's feet are under the eye. Okay, well, I thought it was funny. One of the things we learned, if you lay an egg, what you need to do is step back and admire that sucker. And I'll tell you, that was some more egg. All right, let me see if we can all do better with Dennis the Menace. Dennis, now, one of my very favorites. Dennis is in the car with his parents, and he's saying, "I didn't go to the bathroom before we left because I wanted to have something to do later." Now, most every parent in America can easily relate to that one. And here are the Lockhorns. How many of you lead Marmaduke and the Lockhorns? Okay. In the Lockhorns, Leroy has turned over a new leaf so many times it looks like fall foliage. Now, you know, that just kind of strikes me as being funny. But, you know, if you really want to get a laugh, now, unfortunately, this only comes out on Friday. And what you need to do is you need to save them for over a period of time. This is the weekly summation of the soaps. Now, I can guarantee you, if you enjoy a good life, and if you want to feel good about how well your life is going, you get the weekly dissertation on the soap opera. Now, let me make an observation, which I frequently make. I do not personally believe that you can watch the soaps every day and be both optimistic and morally sound. Now, both of them. Let me just read you one of them. Now, one of the good family funds is this. You save these, and the assignment each family member has is to stand up and read out loud without getting tickled what happened that week. For example, this is today's paper, "All My Children." Nick learns from Mona that Erica became pregnant after being raped as a teenager by a friend of her father's, and that Mona put up the baby for adoption. Eric never saw the baby, and the matter was never discussed again. Kendall's birthmark makes Mona believe that Kendall is that baby. When Nick breaks into Kendall's room to get evidence, Kendall catches him. When Erica tells Nick to keep out of her employee's business, Nick hires Charlie to investigate. Meanwhile, as Erica brags about her perfect child, Bianca, Kendall fumes. Gloria turns down Adam's proposal to marry right away. Mimi tells Tom the secret about her baby just before they walk into a surprise party. losing control, Mimi throws everybody out, which makes Taylor suspicious. Tad is back in town, but fails to see eye to eye with Dixie. Dixie sees Brooke and Tad kiss. Can you believe it? Okay, well, as I say, if you really want to have a good attitude, once a week, get them out and save them. Read one every day the next week. It'll do wonderful things for you. Now, how do you build that attitude? Well, when you're growing, when you're doing things, when you have your goals set and you're working on them, when you're building on self-improvement, that is one of the greatest things for your attitude. Now, let me emphasize something. Some people labor under the illusion that you've got to like everything about your job, that you've got to enjoy doing everything about your job, and nothing could be further from the truth. For example, as much as I love my work, and I don't believe there's a human being alive who enjoys doing what they do as much as I enjoy doing what I do. Do I like everything about it? I'm here to tell you, no, I don't like everything about it. But you know, if I've got to do it, now I've got a choice to make. Am I going to do it with the right attitude and get better results? Or am I going to gripe and moan and groan and fuss about it and get worse results? That is a choice I've got to make. Well, you know, the decision was already made when you took the job. Here's some things you got to do. And what you're going to discover is simply this. The better your attitude doing the things you don't really like to do, the more likely you are to be given more of the things you do like to do. But everything is not going to be dessert, as we've already said. There are going to be those unpleasant things or things that you don't really like to do. I think of Tom Hartman. I think of all of those months that he spent in losing that weight. I know that there were an awful lot of times when he did not feel like doing his exercise, carrying all of that weight. And yet, because he had made the commitment, he had the vision, the picture was so clear, he stayed with it. Well, what's the bottom line? What's the final result? The final result is, of course, not in yet. But I'm telling you, the last time I saw Tom Hartman, he weighed roughly 225 pounds. Now, here's a man 6'4" tall with a large frame. He can easily carry that and not be overweight. He graduated magna cum laude with his degree in psychology. He was counseling battered women, making his contribution. He had his own business and was doing infinitely better. He was teaching a Sunday school class every Sunday. Now, you look at all of his background. Initially, he was not happy the last time I saw him. He was. He was not healthy when I saw him. He was. He was not anything approaching reasonably prosperous. He is. He had great peace of mind, had a tremendous number of friends. He had marvelous family relationships. He had tremendous hope that the future was going to be even better. Now, elaborate on that and keep bringing it up for this simple reason. I don't believe there's a person who will ever listen to this recording who had as much to overcome in every area of life that Tom Hartman did. And yet, by making that commitment and following through, the results have absolutely been spectacular. Ensure your attitude. Did he learn something every time he listened to those tapes at 500 times? Of course not. But let me tell you something that is at the same time enormously exciting and tremendously frightening. He had memorized them, I mean literally. And he said he would sit there and he would go right along with me, a word for word, verbatim. Well, let me tell you what he was doing. He was self-talking. He was self-talking, and the most important thing you will ever hear is what you say to yourself. He was being encouraged. That's the reason that repetition is so important there. He made the commitment. He didn't wait to get down. He didn't gamble on it every day. He did what was necessary to stay up. He was ensuring his attitude. He made it a habit to do something for somebody else. You know the people whom I talk with who really are the happiest? Those are the people who are doing things for other people as a matter of course. course. It is absolutely true, as we have emphasized, that you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want.
What can you do today to help ensure that your attitude stays positive today? Well, the truth is you have already taken a great step by getting a little daily motivation today from listening to this podcast. You know, I think a better question might be, what can you do today to help someone else have a positive day? Let's think about that. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest. Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.